are very grateful to be able to help these families build their homes and give a little bit back to a community that was so good to my husband and her father when he was attending Notre Dame.
That's Kristen Cooper, who came with her daughter Avery Cooper and family from North Carolina. They made their way to Turnock Street to build houses for Habitat for Humanity.
Well, we're participating in the Notre Dame Alumni Association Family Volunteer Camp.
The houses were designed by Notre Dame students, with John Meller, associate professor in the School of Architecture, leading the way.
I give them some parameters. They have to provide a design that's either two or three bedrooms. They have certain requirements for Habitat Humanity. But then I really don't put a lot of restrictions on them. They're very good at identifying what the issues are, trying to provide housing that's affordable, trying to design something that's constructible, knowing that volunteers are going to be putting them together.
After the designing comes the building. Jim Williams, president and CEO for Habitat for Humanity of St. Joseph County, is happy with this year's partnership.
It's just beautiful how it's all coming together, and there's so many different facets of the university that are a part of it.
He says they couldn't have done it without the financial and physical help from Notre Dame.
The land that we're standing on was donated to us by the university. The Notre Dame student chapter, $80,000 this year to help make this happen.
This year, Notre Dame donated $250,000, which evens out to $50,000 per year for 5 years.
I can't be more thankful. And they came out to volunteer their time. It means a lot to me.
Gregory DeBerry is a 39-year-old South Bend man with two teenage daughters, and he's volunteering his time to build a house for himself and his new neighbor.
I stress to my daughters a lot about actually owning things and to actually go through the process to show them how much hard work pays off. So actually pretty good for me.
Jim Williams says that the alumni and their families are eager to help.
We have a good problem. We have a lot of volunteers that want to come out on this build site. This is the third week that they've been coming out. There's about 150,000 Notre Dame alumni around the world.
DeBerry will be able to move into his new house in the 700 block of North Turnock Street starting in a few months.
They'll be in the house for Christmas.
Amelia Lee, MNC News.